This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My friends, art friends, say hi.
Is that for me to say hi or other
people? You're my friend. Pay attention, please. There'll be a test at the end. My friends, say hi. Hi, friends.
Hi, friends.
That's it? That's weak. Man, that's terrible.
I thought Kara was going to say hi, too, but...
Kara seems to be trying to...
I'm doing other stuff.
Yeah, she's trying to figure out who won yesterday at the Olympics, so that's a good place for us to start. Whether they be Americans or not, good news from the camp... unless you are Ryan Lochte or a couple of those swimmers that yanked off the plane, what's with that? And why now? The Brazilian authorities are investigating to see if the swimmers made up the story about them being robbed or being...
The story is so bizarre to me. Like, what is the Brazilian government going to do? It's not like they've, you know... what are they going to charge them with? Defamation? The Brazilian government has done that to
themselves. Defamation for the Brazilian character. Yes, right.
Yeah.
And done enough to themselves. It's pretty bizarre. But they grabbed the passports of a couple of swimmers. And so now they have to go through whatever the process is there. But we've had 10 days of not talking about how sucky things are in Brazil other than the green pool. And what was the other thing? That was it, right? And Ryan Lochte. Those are the only two sort of distractions coming from Rio. So let's go away from the distractions. So who did well, who did the best among the Americans and others, Kara, would you say?
Well, yeah, like we were talking about earlier, it looks like track and field had a pretty good day. There were the three women who got gold, silver, and bronze in the 100-meter hurdles. Brianna Rollins... and she got gold and some other people. I don't know their names.
And that's really the report from Rio.
Kathleen got
first,
silver.
Fast, and factual.
Well, whatever.
Yeah.
You want to know what I was watching yesterday?
Yes, Kara. What were you watching yesterday?
Bachelor in Paradise.
No, that's only on Mondays and Tuesdays. Geez.
Oh, my bad.
Forget that. Yeah.
No, I was watching women's water polo. So they haven't gone to the gold medal match yet, but they've won all of the games that they've played, and they are going to the gold medal match. They just won their last, I guess, semi-final game yesterday. So that's awesome.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And yeah, do you not think it's awesome?
I don't think it's
fabulous.
Have
you ever watched it?
No.
I think the equestrian team won gold.
Yeah.
In the jumping event. And one of Team USA the riders is Georgina Bloomberg. She's Mayor Bloomberg's daughter.
Right. And she would normally be in the same group. You've heard me talk about Meredith and her being a horsewoman. They compete in the same circles or in the same general circle. And there's a big event, a derby in Kentucky this week. But be more important to be at the Olympics than it would be at this big derby in Kentucky. But Georgina Bloomberg is well known in that circuit. Quite a quiet woman from what I hear. Nice. A very serious, focused person when it comes to this sort of thing. Some people devote their entire lives, and it doesn't make any difference. I guess in this case, we could say the equestrian event, people devote their lives to it. But look at the rest of these people. No matter what the events, they've devoted their lives, and that's why it's so distressing to have these silly distractions from Rio, because they're so damned incompetent there. When we ought to have all of our focus, all of our energy, all of the good news ought to be about what's coming from Rio.
Well,
frankly.
Yeah, talking about people dedicating their whole lives, I mean, I'm invested in water polo because I played for a few years in college, and I just think it's fun to watch. But one of the women on the team is apparently so good at water polo, but she's also just as good at surfing.
Really?
And I know surfing is going to be in the next Summer Olympics. So this year she didn't even know if she would qualify in water polo, but she decided, okay, that's what I'm going to dedicate my time to and hopefully be good enough to make the team. But during the practices, which they had 6 days a week for, I'm sure, at least a few hours, she would do that, and then she would also then go down the road, because I'm sure they practice in California, and go surfing and spend hours doing that. And I'm sure she probably had another job in there too. So it's just the amount of time that people spend dedicated to their craft. It's kind of amazing.
Yeah, sure is. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Some other good news. Well, some will consider this good news. Others will say, if you're in North Korea, you don't like the fact that one of their senior diplomats defected in London yesterday. Major problem for the North Koreans. They don't like to be publicly embarrassed. So the feeling is that the response is likely to be ferocious and accusatory. That is, they'll say that the British captured this senior diplomat. Why would anybody leave North Korea? It's a paradise.
I'll be interested to see what their ferocious reaction is, because I have a feeling they'll say a lot and not really do a lot.
Right. Anyway.
Right. That's always how they are.
Yeah.
They're the minister of the North Korean embassy in London. Actually ended up in South Korea with his family. I would want to get out of there and get as far away from there, because the North Koreans will send somebody down because they don't like defectors. They dispatch them as quickly as possible. They don't like anybody to be evidentiary of the dissent, which is growing in North Korea.
Yeah. Kim Jong-un killed his own uncle very publicly, right?
Right.
So this guy means nothing.
He's crazy.
he is.
And so anyway, this fellow, accurately worried about his family, wants to get out of South Korea and will probably end up either in England or the United States. The last person who left was referred to by Kim Jong-un as human scum. A criminal.
He wasn't looking in the mirror, was he?
Yeah, man.
Because I feel like that's an accurate depiction of him.
Right. Anyway, a lot more.
How did this guy get out?
Well, he runs the British embassy.
So he's been living in London.
Apparently. But for some reason, he ended up in South Korea, and I haven't quite figured that one out yet. He may have gone via Rio, and they took his passports, and then he ended up in South Korea. That could have been what happened. So this is a pretty high defector. This is a veteran diplomat and doesn't make North Korea look... But how are you going to make North Korea look good? North Korea can't even make North Korea look good.
Right.
So what are you going to get out of this other than a sham? It's like so childish. It's at least, other than the fact that it involves people's lives, it's like playing a bad game of poker, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, a lot of people see this as good news, so that's okay. More good news coming up here, 14 after the hour.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
Oh, what?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's got to be another word we can use.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like Staples one subject notebooks for just 17 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
Rev it up and bury the needle at Victory Motorcycles' Red Line Sales Event. Get rebates up to $2,500 or payments as low as $99 a month on a new V-twin-powered Victory motorcycle. Now is the time to own the big-wheeled Magnum Bagger or the liquid-cooled Octane, the most powerful Victory ever built.
Offers valid in the U.S. and Canada, subject to credit approval, and valid on new 2014 through 2016 models and on 2017 Victory Octanes. Good through 8/31/16. Certain restrictions and exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Hey, Kohl's friends and family. Yep, that's you. Right now, you can get an extra 20% off your purchase. Stock up on all the tees your kids need for back to school. Graphic tees, character tees, stripe tees, and more. Plus, snag some Kohl's cash, too. $10 for every $50 you spend. Kohl's friends and family sale is happening now through Sunday. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Offer valid August 18th to 21st. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Christian Faith Publishing is looking for Christian authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Christian Faith Publishing reviews each and every book submitted to them, and they give you their feedback. And if they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So whether you've written an inspirational work, a novel, a children's book, poetry, or a biography, and want to get it published, you need to call Christian Faith Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-515-6417 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-515-6417. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-515-6417. That's 800-515-6417. Work with a publisher who shares your core Christian values of integrity and honesty. Call Christian Faith Publishing at 800-515-6417 for your free author submission kit.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right. I just got distracted a bit seeing a story that's not especially good news that I think I'll save for a little bit later on, because 17 past the hour, this is a focus on a graduation party that turned into an adoption party. A moment for Joe and Lauren. When Lauren asked Joe actually to be her father. Lauren's mother has been dating Joe for the past 17 years, ever since Lauren was a baby. Family lived in Chicago. Joe has been like a father to this teenager, doing all the things that fathers do. During her high school graduation party, instead of opening all of her gifts, she handed Joe a nicely wrapped box. Inside were adoption papers asking Joe to formally make him her father. There's a short video around that's gone viral. You see Joe opening up the box. Family is around. Friends are around. And then he realizes what the papers are. And he just falls down in tears of joy. Isn't that sweet?
It's very, very sweet.
Very sweet. Yeah.
I think they were expecting him to say something in the video, and he just can't. Then she starts crying. It was really, really cute.
Yeah. Well, you know, these are the moments, these are the things that are not covered. You never hear these stories, but they're worth our time and attention. So good for them, good for her, good for him. Not so good for him and her. Jennifer Diane Denon and Clarence Eugene Reed arrested on suspicion of domestic battery, permitting the abuse of a minor, and endangering the welfare of a minor in Hot Springs, Arkansas. Police officers responding to a complaint by Human Services. Workers found this 4-year-old Arkansas girl taken into protective custody. She had been zip-tied to her bed as punishment by these two clowns. And she told police when they interviewed her, she thought her name was Idiot. How do you like people who think like that? There were bruises on her bottom, on her back, on her legs. She had a black eye, a swollen cheek, a bruise on her forehead, scars across her back, dried up blood in her mouth. These are the kind of people. There's a story floating around today about more women being incarcerated in jail, but the types of women, as with men, that are being incarcerated, there are plenty of people who do not belong in jail. These two do. They should be in jail now and stay in jail. How do you do that? How do you become such fiends that you do that to a 4-year-old kid? What goes on in your system that makes you think that that kind of stuff is okay? What kind of warped subhuman are you that gets away or tries to get away with stuff like that.
Well, it makes me think they're just on a lot of drugs, right?
Maybe. They look like they are. If you look at their pictures. 21 after the hour.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you want to view paradise, simply look around and view it. Anything you want to do it. Want to change the world? There's nothing to it. Life I know to compare with your imagination.
Pure imagination is the song.
You'll be free.
Music is our focus this time of each hour.
This is Seth MacFarlane.
No, this is Gene Wilder from the
movie.
Oh,
this is the original version.
Yeah, this is the original.
Ah.
Seth MacFarlane actually has a much better voice. I mean, you know, Gene Wilder, it was funny for the character to do it, but
right.
He wasn't much of a singer.
From Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
And you'll be
that's not Seth
in
MacFarlane.
A world.
No, well, it's with Barbara Streisand.
I wasn't finished. You interrupted
I've always loved the song Pure Imagination. It was another Tony Newley song. As a matter of fact, I didn't know he wrote it for many years. And I thought Seth MacFarlane would be great.
Hey! When I heard that Barbara Streisand wanted to work with me, it honestly shocked the hell out of me. It still shocks the hell out of me.
We'll begin with a spoon.
Validating would be an understatement, and it is nothing short of a spectacular honor. We're recording the song Pure Imagination by Leslie Bricus and Anthony Newley from the musical Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. That's a song that I have always loved. I didn't know what we were going to be doing, and when I got that song, I was like, oh, this is great.
Compare with pure imagination. Who can I turn to?
That's
when
very
nobody
funny.
Needs me.
We need to change the melody.
Yeah,
right.
Right
there.
Oh my God.
To me, this is one of the most underrated songs ever written. It's a beautiful melody. It goes to some very interesting places.
I've always loved this song, but I don't think it's ever been recorded as a duet.
Do you want me to go higher?
Interesting pairing.
If you want to be.
Her voice sounds incredible.
Yeah. She's,
it's like she's never lost any
of it. 73, 74, somewhere in there?
Something like that, yeah.
One of the most extraordinary voices that popular music has ever been blessed with. And to this day, it's all still there. You hear that vibrato, and it's just about keeping up.
There is no place to go to compare with your imagination.
This behind-the-scenes video is going to be part of the release, apparently, of a number. She has a duets album coming out. She started a tour. She was in Boston the other night.
Come on.
As a matter of fact, sold out crowd. This is, she hasn't done an album, I think, for a long, long time, but now this new one called Encore Movie Partners Sing Broadway. And so she started with McFarlane, which I think is a very interesting. All I can think of is him in that cowboy movie and how stupid it was. But he's responsible for.
Oh, I love that. A Million Ways to Die in the West?
Yeah,
that movie's
right.
Hilarious.
Yeah, it was stupid.
Oh,
anyway,
my God.
He was, yeah, but he's got an interesting. My opinion of him at first was that it was all about him. But then, you know, you kind of get to put the pieces together. And he's a very talented guy, as is proven by the television series that he's been behind for how many years?
Oh, 20 seasons now or so, right?
All right. Barbara Streisand loathes Donald Trump. She can't bear to even see his name. She was at a concert at the Barclays Center you were talking about the other day. There was the source said whenever Streisand mentioned Trump's name, her teleprompter had a big D on it for whatever the reason. Bashing the Donald, she likes to do. 28 past the hour.
And your turn.
Take the opposite approach. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. People will say and do hurtful things to you your entire life. Now, look, I'm not saying people will only do hurtful things to you, but I am saying that we are all human, and we all mess up. And as long as you're not a hermit on an isolated mountaintop, you're going to interact with others. And others, being the humans that they are going to have mess-ups and say and do hurtful things from time to time. Now, when that happens, instead of getting angry at others for being hurtful, consider taking the opposite approach. Wish them well. Wish kindness on them. Wish for them health, peace, and that their good intentions come true. The benefit for you is that healthy, peaceful people with good intentions aren't as likely to continue to hurt you as those who are struggling in angst. For a peaceful approach to life, visit drchristianconti.com.
Geico applauds your inner ride leader.
An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to Geico. To prove it, Geico will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with Geico by your side, you're never cruising solo, which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats. The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves install waterfalls in their living rooms. The have-dones enjoy local water parks and hundreds of other weekend activities. Mini golf? Think Groupon. Museum? Think Groupon. Summer fun for the family? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one?
I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Los Vegas, Nevada.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Perspective on what's happening, thoughts from us and thoughts from you, 888-302-3684, the Twitter feed at Good Day Show, facebook.com/Good Day, the things that are trending, the name Simone. And why would that be? The first, this is Google folks say that the number of people searching that name is spiked 230%. And I guess it's because she's such a star at the Olympics, right? Would you say that was the...
Simone Biles? There's another Simone, too. There's Simone Manuel. Yeah.
Where is she from?
She's American. She became the first African-American to win... what was her event? swimming event. Oh, the swimming event. Yeah, and it was so cute because she didn't know she won until she hit the wall. She turned around, and then her face was, the camera was on her because the camera knew she had won, and she had the cutest look of absolute shock she had won the gold. Yeah.
That's sweet.
So, that was great, too.
Sweet.
NBC got criticized because her medal ceremony was not aired, but we saw Michael Phelps up there like 30 times. So. Which is fine. I love Michael Phelps. It's not.
We like the white guy. We don't like the black girl. That's basically it. There you go. Congratulations to the management of NBC for being right on top of things. All right, so what else is trending?
Well, of course, right now, speaking of swimming, everything on Twitter is all about the two swimmers, Jack Conger and Gunnar Bentz, who were removed from that flight. There's also another hashtag called LochteeGate. Everything gets a gate.
Lochtegate.
Yeah. Lochte was lucky he's already in the
States. He got out. He's back home. Why don't they? They don't stay all. The Olympians aren't required to stay until the end, apparently. Don't they have a big march at the end like they did at the beginning? But a lot of people after their events seem to be leaving, going home.
Yeah. Maybe he left after the robbery thing. That was enough for him.
Yeah. Well, was it? What actually happened? There seems to be some question. Video sort of disputes what he says, and he said to Matt Lauer the gun was to his head, and then the next time he said it was pointed at his chest. So maybe he was just scared. But the other side of it is, who cares? Why is this
right?
Being
if there
made?
Was a gun, there was a gun, and it was robbed.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think it's well known that in situations like this, where you're going through shock, that sometimes your stories are going to change a little bit because you can't, you might exaggerate a little bit when you're telling your mom on the phone or I don't know. I have trouble believing Brazil right now, though.
Well, and I've seen Ryan Lochte's reality show. He doesn't split atoms in his spare time, so I don't think that he's even smart enough to even
come
up with.
Are you saying that he's not that bright? That's not fair. That's
that
not
is a
nice.
Well-known fact.
It's pretty well documented in the reality world. I don't think he would even think to do anything like this. And to be so specific that they took everything, but they threw back his credentials or they left his credentials on him, I mean, that's a very specific element of the story, too.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know. I think Brazil, it looks really bad, and they're trying to save face in any way they can. Yeah, they do. I mean, they look terrible.
Of course they do. All right, what else is trending?
Pretty much those are the two biggest ones.
My eye just was caught by the WikiLeaks story from Julian Assange. He says he's going to release Donald Trump's tax returns. How's he going to get them? Would be my question.
Is he implying that someone in the IRS has leaked these to him?
Apparently, he says he's going to unveil Trump's tax documents. Well, is that just a joke? I don't. I'm looking at this and I'm thinking to myself, that's the question is, how's he get them? I mean, you can understand, unless there's somebody in the IRS.
Right.
It's going to do like some of these other people have done. And then we all know what happened to the last guy that leaked stuff to WikiLeaks. That's not going to be very encouraging for people to stand up and say, okay, I'm going to be the next person to get shot in the back.
That makes you feel comfortable, right, if the IRS is leaking stuff to WikiLeaks. It's one thing if it's our safety or something that the government is doing, but when it's just, Donald Trump is running for president, but if they're just leaking, people's tax returns, I don't know how comfortable I feel with that.
All right, so here's a group of hackers leaking what appears to be code that the NSA uses to spy on other countries. This group is called the Shadow Brokers because, quote, the We Love Edward Snowden fan club had too many characters in it. The actual code is from 2013, which is the year Snowden dropped all of the NSA information on WikiLeaks. The fact that the code is now online is still a pretty big deal. And now it's out there for everybody to see. Other countries will know what to look for when they think the U.S. is trying to snoop on them. The NSA has no comment, really. Well, there's a shocker.
Yeah.
So, this is a good, may I ask this question on Twitter at Good Day Show, Facebook, who is the and can we put this in quotation marks, who's the better leaker, Edward Snowden or Julian Assange? Who's the either good guy or bad guy here? See, I think they both have provided a good service, even though I'm sure Assange is a horrible human being. Just, ugh, you wouldn't want to spend any time. But Snowden doesn't seem to be a bad guy. My vibe from him isn't bad. But anyway, so let's see. What do you think? If I said to you, Victoria, of the two of them, or which would you choose to be the better leaker? Snowden or Julian Assange?
I personally like Edward Snowden, and I support him. So I would definitely, if this is going to end up being a popularity contest, I would definitely go with Edward Snowden.
Snowden's a good guy.
But
I
don't know. But maybe Julian Assange might be more efficient at leaking documents.
Better at it. WikiLeaks is better. Well, Snowden just posted this stuff. Did some of the stuff that Snowden posted get up on WikiLeaks? Or was it just...
That's a good question. I do not know the answer to that.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, if you have less of a... Because I generally, I think of Edward Snowden as maybe a better guy. And maybe it's the whole, rape allegations against Julian Assange that makes me like him less. But I also feel like, okay, if you've got less of a conscience, maybe if you're less of a good person, then you're a better leaker. Because, I mean, what do you care then?
Yeah.
What stops you from leaking everything?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. All right. If you care to express yourself, it'll start a thread of conversation, I'm sure. Twitter at Good Day Show, Facebook.com/Good Day. Coming up, more people in the news. It's 43 past the hour.
I'm Al Peterson reporting for InTheNews.tv. The back-to-school season is in full swing. Lifestyle expert Justine Santinello partnered with brands to show off her must-haves for students and parents this year. Justine, what are your five picks for back-to-school?
This year it's all about athleisure, so where better to go than Foot Locker? Check out fresh styles like the Adidas Originals Pro Model shoes, which are a mid-cut version of the classic shell toe and three-stripe style, and the Nike Windrunner jackets, which come in an assortment of colors. Visit directtextbook.com before you buy any textbooks. It's a free service that helps students and parents save up to 90% on textbooks. The site instantly finds and compares pricing for all options of textbooks from more than 30 online stores all on a single page. To help unlock creativity and imagination in your child, I suggest Lego Classic. I love that there are no instructions needed. Just grab your Lego bricks and start building your masterpiece, whether it's a house, vehicle, or animal. Make lunch fun for kids with Funtainer products from Genuine Thermos brand. Funtainer bottles and food jars are vacuum insulated to keep drinks cold and food hot or cold for hours. They hold up against daily wear and are BPA free. And for busy parents, I like keeping on hand the new Johnson's head-to-toe baby cleansing cloths. They help you give baby a bath when you're running around with the kids and the traditional tub and water just isn't an option.
Thanks, Justine. For more information, visit inthenews.tv.
Guys, if you've been using or wanting to try Viagra but are worried about the costs, we have great news. Now you can finally get real results at huge discounts with our Healthy Men alternative to the little blue pill. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get results for a fraction of the price? Call today and get 40 pills for only $99. Others cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want real results at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill for Viagra when you can get real results for less than $3 per pill. Call 800-861-1202 today and save over $500. You can have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Call right now and we'll rush you your supply delivered discreetly to your door. Just call 800-861-1202. That's 800-861-1202. Again, 800-861-1202.
Hey, cold friends and family. Yep, that's you. Right now, you can get an extra 20% off your purchase. Stock up on all the tees your kids need for back to school. Graphic tees, character tees, stripe tees, and more. Plus, snag some Kohl's cash too. $10 for every $50 you spend. Kohl's Friends and Family sale is happening now through Sunday. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Offer valid August 18th to 21st. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen at 46 past the hour. Pennsylvania's Attorney General, Kathleen Kane, was indicted for being a crook. I am not a crook. Yes, you are a crook. Staben announcing her resignation yesterday, she said, I've been honored to serve the people of Pennsylvania, and I wish them health and safety in all of their days. Really? That sounds very nice of you, Ms. Kane. She was found guilty of 2 felony perjury charges on Monday, 7 misdemeanors. She leaked grand jury documents to get back at somebody she didn't like. Chris Christie, did you hear that? He could go to jail, too. Anyway, she was angry after getting bad press, and then she lied to the grand jury about the investigation. The fact that she would commit criminal acts while she was the top prosecutor is a disgrace, said the former Montgomery County District Attorney Michelle Henry. Her resignation, not a surprise. As a matter of fact, I think she's required under state law there to resign after she's sentenced. So she didn't admit to any of this stuff. She denied leaking the information. After the conviction came down, a lawyer said, we will continue with this litigation. We will fight for the honor of our name. We will prove our client is innocent. Really? She could go to jail for 7 years.
Wow.
All right. Now, so this gets back to the women in jail thing. And how many women there are in jail now versus how many there were 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There are a lot more women in jail, a lot of black women in jail. And so we bring our justice system into question one more time. Because these things, when you look at the stats on why these people are in jail, and this isn't just women, this is men too. The number, the thousands, tens of thousands of people who are in jail for crimes that only hurt them. What are they in jail for? Why would you send somebody to jail because they either did something stupid or they hurt themselves? There's nobody else that's hurt, nobody else involved. Why do these people go to jail? I don't understand how it is. I think most people honestly don't understand the system. And there isn't a lot of information about the system, so we don't get riled up until we hear something like this. The numbers are staggering. Women and men, but more women who are mothers, you know, that kind of stuff. Not that if somebody really commits a crime, they ought to go to jail. You do the crime, you do the time.
Right.
That's it. But in this circumstance, it looks to me like there are a lot of questionable... we have a system that... And this is just... This is the fact. It isn't liberal. It isn't conservative. It's the fact that the system isn't just. It isn't equal. There are plenty of people who don't have money who get worse, who have worse treatment in the system than those people who do have money. People that are black get screwed around more than whites. People who are, you know, it's just that's the way it is. And so what do we do to fix it? Do we think it's important enough to fix? I guess that's the question. We leave it the way it is. I frankly, for one, putting all of the business aside about all these people being in jail, the number of what it costs to do this and putting
right.
people in jail in general instead of trying to rehab them, that's what I find more offensive than anything, frankly. How much money it costs you and me to have these people in jail. When we could do something with them, send them to a vocational school, learn a trade, then put them out in the street. You know, that's the sort of thing. I think a progressive society would look at these sorts of things and figure it out differently, don't you think? Yes or no?
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Yes,
I mean, these are, you know, these, like you said, these are local jails that are filled with women.
Right.
For misdemeanors and traffic violations and things like that.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are mothers, so their kids are now becoming also a part of society. That's a bad thing.
Before the hour.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 35cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless regardless of your credit history. Visit 35cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 35cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 35cash.com. Type www.35cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 35cash.com. 35cash.com.
Technically, Doug wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese!
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallets. IDStronghold.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
The goodness in technology is our focus. Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour.
Seems like I just said that yesterday, huh?
It's like this one. I think of some of the milestones in the program, things that we do sort of repetitively, informationally each day, telling stories here about what's going on in technology. But I just, it seems like just seconds ago, I'm sitting in this seat saying the same thing. Tomorrow I'll probably say the same thing, too. Okay, anyway.
The week has flown by, though, in a good way.
Weeks are going by, and the months are going by, years are going by. Tick, 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 tick. Instagram is improving its features. Instagram.com/good day. You can see what's going on with us there. So what's the story here, Victoria, with Instagram?
Well, Instagram, earlier this month, they added what's called Instagram Stories, and it basically, like Snapchat, it allows you to record video at a longer length, and it has a lot of fun filters and things like that. So a lot of people criticize Instagram for stealing the best parts of Snapchat. So, well, the Instagram has not stopped there. Now they're stealing the best parts of Twitter. Basically, Instagram is setting itself up that you may never need to leave Instagram, which a lot of people right now feel that way about Twitter.
I'm sure the now, Facebook folks aren't going to like that, because it used to be you thought, oh, we'll never have to leave Facebook. Everything will be there.
Yeah, that's true. Well, Facebook is trying to keep up, but they're kind of always like in third place with a distance. But so yesterday, Instagram made another change. They're capitalizing on events that are happening right now. So there's a new events video channel within the Instagram app in the Explore tab. So you can actually find great videos that are being uploaded from concerts, athletic events, anything that's happening live where you may want to check in and see what it looks like. You know, FOMO is the big thing, fear of missing out, so this helps you mitigate FOMO. If you're an Adele fan, which all of us are.
FOMO. 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 FOMO.
If you're an Adele fan and she has a concert, you know, halfway around the world, all you need to do is hit explore, type in Adele, and all of the videos that are being uploaded from people who are live at the concert are right there.
Really?
The benefit of this...
I thought she asked people not to do that when she has a concert.
That one lady was apparently filming her with a tripod right in front of her face. So,
clever.
I mean, that was pretty offensive.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I mean, it makes it so much easier because right now on Instagram, if you want to search for videos to see things like an Adele concert, you'd have to kind of guess what hashtags people are using,
mm-hmm.
and that doesn't always give you the most accurate results. So now you just type in her name, and voila, they're all right there, almost
there
as they're being loaded. It's a really cool feature.
Very cool. All right. In a moment, why you will not need a hotel key anymore. That's up next here.
Hey, Kohl's friends and family. Yep, that's you. Right now, you can get an extra 20% off your purchase. Stock up on all the tees your kids need for back to school. Graphic tees, character tees, striped tees, and more. Plus, snag some Kohl's cash, too. $10 for every $50 you spend. Kohl's friends and family sale is happening now through Sunday. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Offer valid August 18th to 21st. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right. Hotel companies are starting to conclude that guest room keys and cards are no longer the way to keep people happy. But what's the latest here in technological, easy terms for us to understand if you... I've never lost a hotel key that I can think of, but I guess you could lose
really?
Those cards. Yeah.
With all the traveling you do, that is very impressive.
Yeah. All right, so what's
everyone
the story
loses
here?
Hotel keys. Well, essentially, a lot of hotels have been experimenting with keyless entry with using your smartphone.
Yeah.
So once you check into you can check into the hotel without going to the front desk or without visiting anyone. You check in on the hotel app, and then your smartphone is going to be used like a scanner, and that allows you access into the hotel room.
So the same as you. Going when you go to the gate to get on a plane, people put their smartphone or device into that little window, and it does it checks you into the flight. Same
yes.
thing. This is the same
yeah.
technology, I'm guessing.
Same principle, yeah. I mean, a lot of hotel chains are saying they're finding that it makes check-in easier for people and that it makes the overall guest experience better.
That's great. If you have a device, you don't have a device, it's not easy at all.
Well, I mean, everyone has a smartphone now,
Who said?
Well, most
that's
people
it.
Do.
That's very arrogant. A lot of people don't.
No, it's not. That's a fact.
No.
That's a fact.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Want to bet? How much you want to bet? Put your money where your mouth is,
I
kids.
Will bet you that a very, very high percentage of
high.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.